Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you. Oh yeah. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got them. Oh yeah. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, one day after D-Day. Did you watch any of the videos that were out on the TV covering World War II and D-Day? Man, we had some brave people, didn't we? Guys that were 16 years old, lied about their age, died on the beaches in Normandy. Guys that climbed 100-foot cliffs while the Germans were dropping everything they could on them, scaling up little rope ladders. I think the guy said they started out with 650, and when it was all over, I think they had 50 guys left. Amazing, right? And then I saw one today on the Mountain Division, 10th Mountain Division. All the guys that could ski, they created a ski division. And, you know, the 10th Mountain Division is based in Camp Drum, or Fort Drum now, New York. And do you know that all of the crappy mayors that we ever had since 9-1-1 never gave the 10th Mountain Division a night on the town? We got our own New York Mountain Division, and not one of these big shots, Donald Trump never gave a free hotel room to any of these guys, any of the GIs. He had Fleet Week, and what did they do for them? They did nothing. No free cab rides, no free Broadway shows, and there's a lot of empty seats in Broadway shows. They didn't, even the TV shows didn't fill up the audience with military guys. No free drinks. The people at 911, the firemen at 911 on the dig site got treated better than the whole division that went to Afghanistan to avenge 911. Those guys, many of them now missing legs, parts of their face, arms. Not once did New York ever say thank you. You think this mayor we got now, this communist mayor, who can't wait to set up a second office in Cuba, you think he's going to do anything for the troops that saved his skinny neck? No, never happened. Never happened. You know why? Because less than 1% of the nation defends it, and the rest don't care. Cardinal Dolan says the new Trinity is me, myself, and I. And he knows. He knows. Because he knows. Just like the shadow. Who knows what evil lurks in the minds of men? The shadow do. The Russians, the Chinese, and ISIS know more than we do. Hello, Rasputin. Can you do me a favor? The Snake Department is hiding Hillary's emails. We're 30,000 short here in the USA. Could you send me over the missing ones so we can begin criminal charges against the Democrat cover-up party and their communist media? If you help us, we can put the entire party in Gitmo. And then we'll give you the rhinos to control, just like you controlled the Demogamos. Say hello to KGB agent Snowjob Snowden for me. Oh, that worked out beautiful. The useless of A thinks he did it for freedom. Yeah, freedom and the ruble paycheck. I never back myself up. I better back myself up and get a duplicate copy from the Chicoms. Hello, Hop Singh and Nehoma. How are you? Hello, Mr. Tom. What can I do for you today? I need a copy of all Hillary's emails. Momentai, Mr. Tom. No problem. We want back to, you want back to Benghazi? You want with bribes or without bribes? You want Alec Holder package? Mark Rich Grebeg? Golden saxophone? You want Kazakhstan uranium for Iran deal through Canada? You want the Vignali drug money pardon? You want FALN terrorist pardon deal? You want sale of Ilian Gonzalez to Fidel Castro for future flavors? You want Elkill's naval petroleum sale for $10? You want $1.8 billion private favor sale for poor people? You want photos of Hickory at Lestland stealing a waiter's tip jar? You want NBC setting up in Cuba before Congress says okay? You want nude photos of Conehead O'Brien doing first NBC show in Havana before Congress say a go? Oh, let me see what ISIS say. Hello, Mr. Tom. You want to see a new release movie, The Fall of Baghdad, on July the 4th? Dates are very important. They are not only on palm trees. You want to see us waiting to hit the Benghazi on 911? You want to see the Situation Room in D.C. Hang up their phone on two Navy SEALs and go to bed? You want to see video of Pentagon beefing up security? You want to see the sign they put on the building protected by ADT? Do you want names, addresses, and bank accounts of 2 million federal employees? You want a Target credit card? Tell me what you want. And that's what's going on, folks. We know nothing. We are blind. Somebody took the blindfold off of justice, and they put it on the American people. That is terrible. Absolutely terrible. What's next? Oh, I know what's next. Stormy weather. Yeah, you know what it's caused by? Oh, our biggest enemy is global warming. Yeah, no, our biggest enemy is one nuke, 5,000 degrees. You want global warming, you get global warming, you get stormy weather.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
Oh, there's no sun up in the sky, stormy weather.
Stormy weather.
My gal ain't been together.
Been together.
Keeps raining all the time.
All time, all time, all time, all time.
Life is bare. And gloom and misery's everywhere. It's stormy weather. Me and my gal ain't been together. Keeps raining all the time. You went away. The blues walked in and met me. You don't come back to stay.
old rocking chair would get me. And all I do is pray that the Lord above will let me
down on the Muslim 100 years war. We got 86 years to go. At the beginning of World War II, on the eve of our Blessed Mother's Holy Day, December the 8th is the Feast of the Blessed Mother, and Pearl Harbor was December the 7th. We were defenseless, just like on 9/11. 5 years later, in 1945, we exploded two atomic bombs created by survival necessity. 14 years, and you know when they talk about the bombing in Nagasaki and Hiroshima, and 100,000 Japanese died per city, and they call that outrageous? They just gave, I just saw the figures when we invaded D-Day. You know how many Frenchmen died in Normandy on the invasion? French civilians? 50,000. Yep, those numbers climb real fast when you're in a war. 14 years after the Clinton Towers came down, I am watching GIs in wheelchairs playing basketball. 14 years and still no life-saving device called an IED pre-detonator. A laser-like tool mounted on a vehicle that identifies buried IEDs and detonates them. This is from a country that can read a woman's underwear label at the airport. The wounded ratio that we occurred liberating Iraq, the country that Obama gave back to his Al-Qaeda Muslim Brotherhood friends and his Iranian brothers, and the Cuban torturers of American POWs at the Hanoi Hilton. See, he never served this country. He doesn't know any of this. He only knows how to F it up. Yep, well, the country that Obama gave back to his Al-Qaeda and Iranian brothers is 7-1. 7-1 is the wounded ratio. Bush lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq times 7. And, you know, they'll all tell you, we didn't have to go to Iraq. There were no weapons of mass destruction. Aren't they all geniuses? Give that man a Sherlock Holmes hat and a pipe. Yeah. And wear it sideways. Yeah. Unbelievable. We didn't have to go. How do they know? They were hiding under the bed on 9/11. Yeah. You got to interview the guys running from the big cloud. Hey, so how do you feel about not getting involved? Kill them all. Kill them all, the bastards. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Yeah, when it's your turn in the barrel, it's not so pretty, yeah? Okay, so Bush lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq, times 7 equals 32,900 wounded, not counting PTSDs. Obama lost very few in Iraq, but he also lost Iraq. I am convinced that his cowardice in the face of the enemy has increased the PTSD rate among the fallen, especially when the anti-wind communists remind all GIs that their sacrifice was for nothing. Not true. You are all 9-1-1 Avengers and sons and daughters of liberty. And once again, the American fighting man wins and the politicians lose all combat gains. They should all be tied to the front of berm busters and let to go first. Give them a camera so they can take head-on pictures of the bullet. Let us turn to Obama's hidden by the communist media American death count. Upon seizing power, Obama and his media presslings covered up their losses. In Afghanistan, Bush lost 461 people in 8 years. Everyone was identified by the communist press by name, rank, town, and photo. And when they could, they pulled a code stink and stuck a microphone in a Gold Star mother's face, asking, "How does it feel to lose a son under George Bush?" So how did Obama get away with any scrutiny? The communist way. They don't call the dead Americans. They classified them on day one as NATO troops to be identified later, and later never came. This is the king of cover-up artists. As of December 31st, 2014, Obama has lost 2,312 American troops and 1,173 American civilian contractors. His wounded count is 20,026. That is a 10-to-1 wounded ratio. And we got 10,000 troops that are there, walking targets. You better hope that this guy doesn't turn those 10,000 into another Mogadishu mile like Clinton did. Yeah, I wonder what kind of speech he was given that day when those guys were running for their lives to just to survive. And you know the story on the Mogadishu mile, right? Les Aspin was Clinton's pimp. And he pulled all of the heavy armor out of Somalia and left those guys wide open. Clinton ordered a raid in a hotel where the head of the enemy forces was supposed to be, and it turned out to be an ambush and a trap, and we lost one chopper, we lost a whole bunch of people, and we didn't even have armored personnel carriers to get the wounded and the bodies out. So we had to go to the Pakistanis and beg them to come help us. And they said, "We're having tea right now. Don't bother us." They could have said they were doing prayers, right? Not during prayer time. And the Mogadishu mile was a very, very sad day. Every American saw Americans naked being dragged through the streets by savages who now live in Massachusetts. Yeah, we're going to have the Massachusetts mile next. We already had the pressure cooker invasion. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Wait till these guys go to work. Wait till they get creative. So, Obama's wounded count in Afghanistan is 10-to-1. Before he loses or gives away Afghanistan, he may very well surpass Bush's losses in Iraq. Obama has surely lost the Middle East, and there was no reason to fight a private Obama-Clinton war in Libya. There was no reason whatsoever for one American to be in Libya. None whatsoever. And to leave the wounded behind is a violation of Article 99 of the UCMJ, punishable by firing squad. I challenge MIT and all American scientists to build a laser, a sonar, any way we can device to save the legs of our brothers and sisters in patriotism. It is 100 million times more important than communist global warming. On this Memorial Day, I wrote this on Memorial Day, so now we're forwarding to D-Day. Let us save legs. The figures I posted came from Wikipedia. The smaller the government, the safer the people. Those who want to take your guns away intend to kill you. The leader of the free world is now Bibi Netanyahu. Just ask the Saudis. Going to jump to a Latin American tune and a quick message to the Latinos. Get out of the Party de la Muerte. That is not your party. That's a slave party. Get out of that party. Go Americano. And speak up. It's a conservative one, and they're saying that Hillary's poll numbers are slipping. And I have my own theory. She's not the nominee. They do not want Hillary Clinton as the nominee for president. They already double-crossed her once. They're going to double-cross her again. They picked Obama over Hillary the last time. And they told her, don't worry, you'll be it next. But they're getting ready to tap her out. And as a matter of fact, I think a lot of the leaks about her financial indiscretions are coming from the Democrat Party. So here are some of the things that people are bringing up. The scandal involving foreign governments improperly currying favor by making contributions to the Clinton Foundation. At the same time that Hillary Clinton was dealing with these governments as Secretary of State. And also, and you know, when I went to the Middle East right after the retaking of Kuwait, I learned about how sheikhs operate and the rulers operate and all the payoffs and all the bribes. And India, that is 20 guys each getting a percentage on a contract. And I said, gee, thank God I live in America where this doesn't go on. Man, was I naive or what? And I'm just learning now at an old age. Can you imagine what you've yet to learn? Unbelievable. Hillary's role in the Benghazi terrorist attack cover-up and her culpability in the Libya policy that created the environment for the attack. Did you ever see the pictures of Gaddafi's final moments? They were horrendous. Did you ever see the pictures of the ambassador, American ambassador's final moments? No, they won't show you those. Yeah. Expose the public to the latest details about the Clinton email scandal. 30,000 emails, and she can't says, and she says, I screened them, and they're all okay. Yeah, and you bought it, right? I'll take two Brooklyn Bridges, sir. Two. I got the card with the number. The millions of dollars Hillary Clinton took from foreign governments as donations to her foundation. Her foundation. Yeah, I could see her now in the streets of Calcutta washing the dead. Yeah. She's another Mother Teresa. Yeah. Do you know that she ordered, when she was in the White House, she ordered the Secret Service guys never to look in her eyes? Do you know that? You don't believe that, do you? If I told you I know somebody that got on an elevator with her and that somebody greeted her a nice day today and she wouldn't even respond. And when she got out of the elevator, she almost slipped and fell on her big butt. And the person in the elevator said, too bad. Too bad she didn't go all the way. Yeah. And there's a video, if you can find it, coming out of a New York restaurant that was, underground. You had to go down one flight of stairs to get into the restaurant. And she was coming up with two other ladies, if you call Democrats ladies. Did you ever hear my show, what's a nice girl like you doing in the Democrat Party? But anyway, she came up out of the restaurant after putting the feed bag on with two friends, and a homeless guy came up to her and said, Miss, could you help me out? I haven't eaten in 2 days. And she looked at him and she gave that big Hillary laugh. And she said, give him a vote for Hillary brochure. How's that? Yet, her generosity for receiving is up to 1.8B. It's almost like, you got the Microsoft 7. You know, that's the latest state of the art. Hillary's got bribery, 1.8. Unbelievable, man. We're a bunch of suckers. We are fools. We're giving everything we make away. Everything we earn, we're giving away. So Hillary Clinton's lies about being shot at on a visit to Bosnia as First Lady. She stole that from Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo Rivera was over there, and he was saying, look, we're taking fire. And the camera dropped back, and his brother was throwing pebbles at the ground. Yeah, and then he also did a big hurricane. I'm right in the front of the hurricane, and down in Louisiana, New Orleans. I'm right here facing the hurricane, and the camera dropped back, and we saw the shower curtain. Yeah, so Hillary's the same thing. Look, me and Chelsea took fire in Bosnia. Yeah, she took fire, all right. Unbelievable. Hillary Clinton's failure, she did nothing as Secretary of State. And her campaign for the rigged Senate election in New York. Anybody can come from anywhere in the world and get elected to the Senate in New York. Look at our governor. Look at our governor. Yeah, two guys break out of an unbreakable prison today. And he wants everybody to get armed. He says, yeah, even give it to the hunters. The hunters should now have guns, especially the ones that are surrounding my house. Yeah. He goes, you don't need 30 bullets to kill a deer. Hey, this is New York. Andy, baby, this is New York. The deer have guns. Yeah. Hillary Clinton's role in proposing the government-run healthcare scheme, dubbed Hillary Care, and Obama stole it from her, and he changed it to Obama Doesn't Care. Yeah. Hillary Clinton's failures as Secretary of State, and including her support for the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, and her infamous Russian reset button as part of a policy appeasement towards Russia's Vladimir Putin. Yeah, she misinterpreted the Russian word for reset. They took it to make launch nukes now. Unbelievable. But that war in Bosnia, she was great, man. She stood up there waving that American flag that she voted to burn. Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, if you want to hear a real sad one, the first casualty of 911 was a priest, a chaplain, named Father Michael Judd. He was the fire chaplain, and he was a Franciscan, and they were giving him a funeral with all full honors. And his Franciscan brothers were carrying getting ready to carry his coffin into the church. And all the firemen, even guys came off the dig site, they formed a whole line, you know, like a line of well wishers. And some of the guys still had their old, their dirty clothes on from the dig site. And all of a sudden, a CNN truck pulled up, and out jumps Hillary Clinton with the camera crew. And as soon as the firemen seen her, you had to see the look of disgust on their face. And if you get my book, The Spirit of America Party, there is a letter that a fire lieutenant wrote to Hillary Clinton, advising her not to come to any service that has to do with 911. And there she was with the CNN crew, the Communist News Network, and they were filming her shaking hands, looking concerned with the firemen. And you had to see the look on the firemen's faces, disgust. One guy turned his back on her. And I said, this is when she was running for this, getting ready to run for the Senate. And I said, you watch. She's going to use this video to win her election. And they'll edit out the guy that turned his back on her. But she never used it. Somebody must have said, don't use it. Everybody will know what a phony you are. Yeah. So Hillary's leftist vote record as a U.S. senator. She votes to kill kids. She voted to burn the flag. One of the things you'll find interesting, if you go to YouTube and just search 911 flag burners of record. No, just flag burners of record. And Abu Tam. Flag burners of record, Abu Tam. Every senator who voted to burn the flag is listed by name and picture. Every Viet Congress mouse who voted to burn the flag is listed by name and picture. And you should know that 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. 80% of flag burners vote to kill kids. And they don't care how big the kid is. Our campaign to defeat Hillary Clinton will be multifaceted. Hillary's leftist vote record as U.S. senator, she voted for higher taxes, larger budget deficits against American, and she voted against American domestic energy production to push her push to release terrorists from Gitmo. So she's right in line with Obama bin Laden, bin Laden. Radical pro-abortion policies. You wonder if Chelsea should change her name to Lucky. Opposing our Second Amendment rights and supporting amnesty for illegal immigrants. They're not immigrants, they're invaders. And 10% of those children are being siphoned off for, as they say in days of yore, white slavery. It's Latino slavery. You can rest assured not all those kids will ever be found alive, not once they go into the parlors. So they're going after Hillary. But Hillary is not going to be the candidate. The communists want a more communist candidate. And that's the truth. That's the truth. Let's see what we got here. Okay. We're going to play you a little Tangerine.
Shelter for the hens and a stable for the ass, and what could a man want more? Maybe so, I dunno, for a bachelor is easy and is free, and I've lots to look after and I'm living all alone, but there's no one looking after me. Now me father often told me I should go and have a try to get a girl that owns a bit of land. And I know the way he says it, sure there's someone in his eye, and me mother has the whole thing planned. maybe so, I dunno, but 'twould mellify them greatly to agree. But there's little Bridget Flynn, and it's her I want to win, but she never throws her eye on me. Now there's a little girl who is worth the weight in gold, and that's a decent dowry, don't you see? So I think I'll go and ask her just as soon as I get bold, if she'll come and have a night to me. Will she go? I dunno, but I'd love to have her sitting on me knee, and I'd sing like a thrush on a hawthorn bush if she'd come and have a night to me.
Well, now dedicate a tune to the feminist movement. You go, girl.
Step right up, folks, and see Lilisha do a famous dance of the pyramid. Now she walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. Just one thin dime, one tenth of a dollar. Step right up, folks.
I went and bought myself a ticket. I sat down in the very first row.
Latino again.
Thank you.
Okay, so the communists will tell you we didn't have to go to Iraq, but the communists couldn't guarantee your safety the night of 9/11. Nobody in the world could guarantee our safety the night of 9/11. Nobody. That's coming up next. This is the one, the reason why nobody could guarantee our safety.
A gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash, and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows, and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low, proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard, an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody read, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
And he had a good team to get the job done. And Obama has disengorged his team. He's destroyed his team. He doesn't want a winning team. He wants the enemy to have a winning team. A hang Saddam and displayed Uday and Kuse Pelosi on the airport gurneys. He got his men. They're all buried on Sandal Hill. So, and right after, while those buildings were coming down, the Clinton Towers, I call them, because if you go back to 1993, that was the first hit on the Clinton Towers. And Clinton shrugged it off and kicked the can down the road. And the first person to accuse George Bush was Hillary Clinton. And the communists always point you in another direction. They don't want you to look and see what the truth is. They always point you somewhere else. And she said, and her party of death said, what did Bush know and when did he know it? And you don't think that the Democrat Party is the Communist Party? You know what? You're going to learn everything the hard way. You may be in a camp one day saying, I can't believe this happened to me. It is really sad. And you remember when Osama was hunting with an Emirates chief, an Emirates prince? They were practicing falconry in the Hindu Kush. They're hunting, and the CIA told Clinton, we can take them out. We got them in the open. There's nobody around. There's no side casualties. There's no collateral damage. We got a direct hit. And Clinton said, no, we can't, because he's with an Emirates prince. I often wondered if that prince's father got a phone call saying, you know, I saved your son's life today. Here's the wire transfer account number. Oh, Tom, that could never happen. It's so far-fetched. Yeah, I know. I know. We're all going to be saying, I can't believe it. We took a bigger hit on 9-1-1 and then Pearl Harbor. Pearl Harbor, I think we lost 2,700 Americans. On 9-1-1, we lost 3,000 plus 200 pro-life babies who aren't counted according to the Supreme Court. You think that Supreme Court is the same one that operated in Nuremberg in 1938? And they have shades of the Nazi Party. How can the Supreme Court pass a death sentence on children? Who gave them that authorization? Did it come from God? And now you know it's 50% communist and 50% American. And we're all in trouble because we haven't kept faith with our fathers.
Oh,
people know about Saul Alinsky and his training manual for communism. Hillary Clinton wrote her thesis on Saul Alinsky. But a lot of people don't know about Antonio Gramsci, G-R-A-M-S-C-H-I, I believe. You get that close and Google will correct the spelling. He was an Italian communist who wanted to bring about, to bring communism to the Italian government. And his sad defeat was that he had to go up against the Catholics, and they were stronger than the communists. So he developed a tactic. He wrote a book, and in his book he says the only way to have communism in Italy is you have to destroy the Catholic Church, and the way you destroy it is you infiltrate it. And that's what's going on in branches of the government. Everything is done by infiltration, and it's really sad. And of course, when we had our pedophile priest scandal, that was the nail in the coffin. All the church's enemies came in and said, look, you see the Catholic Church, it's all pedophiles. And a lot of people lost faith. I heard a guy on a show once saying, you know what the biggest religion is in the United States? It's the Catholic religion. You know what the second biggest religion is? Fallen away Catholics. So it's really sad. And we paid a terrible price for that. The biggest enemy of the Catholic Church is the Communist Party, which now runs the country. The biggest mistake the Catholic Church made was not going to public confession. For not doing penance, they have made the entire body of Christ vulnerable to the beloved faith of my fathers. The good news is God loves us, and to this day we still have martyrs, and you see them having their heads cut off in the Middle East, where Christianity is outnumbered by terrorists, Muslim terrorists. I know a lot of Americans here are afraid to say the word Muslim. And as a matter of fact, on Fox, they had a debate the other night, and there was a girl's name is Mary. She's got a real American name, and she's a conservative. And they had on a stooge from the Communist Party who thinks he's a Democrat. And he had a big Shiite eating grin on his face. And he made this statement, which shows you how mentally sick the Democrat communists are. This is the statement that he spewed. 99% of all Muslims are good people. He knows. He's an expert on Islam. I love these Democrats who are all experts on Islam, and Republicans too. If you're not a Muslim, you're not an expert on Islam. Chances are you're not an expert on anything, but definitely you have no idea what you're talking about. So, well, you think it's 99%? Suppose it's 10%. What is there, a billion Muslims? So that's what, 100 million? That's a lot of Muslims, man. Population, that's one-third of the population of the United States. Suppose it's 20% or 30%. Could it be? There's a joke that somebody said, you know the difference between a good Muslim and a radical Muslim? The good Muslim hopes the radical Muslim will kill you. So having done that, we're going to jump into a nice tune, and it's called Coming Home. And I dedicate it to all the GIs who have yet to return. And once again, I have to thank all who served this country, everybody that put on a uniform of the United States, whether you did it in 1776 or 2015. I'm not going to thank you for your service. I'm just going to say thank you. You saved my life and my family's life. And if it wasn't for you, we'd all be hanging on pikes today. So this is a tribute by Herbie Mann called Coming Home. Okay, we're back. I'm going to give you the catch-up song.
With the magic in his eyes, checking every girl inside, moving like he does the mambo. He's a man I am, a disco player, sexy, feeling hotter. He's a king bailando, rima, ranga, tanga. And the DJ that he knows we're on the spot, always around, so plays a mix that Diego Meso, de la salsa. Y la baila, and he dances, y la canta.
Disillusioned with AOL. I was always leery of them when they bought the Huffington Post, because Arianna Huffington, in my mind, is a communist. She's a communist for sale. As a matter of fact, I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm going to tell the story, that she built her Huffington Post on the backs of students who worked for nothing and gave her all their attention, support, and time. And then she sold, I think, the Huffington Post to AOL for $300 million. And she didn't even buy him a candy bar. How's that? That's being used. Okay? So here is an article by Susan Diley Swearingen, PH student in history and a writer, and this is blogged off the Huffington Post. On the home page of AOL News last week, I encountered this opinion piece by Kevin Blackstone. I can just imagine what kind of guy this guy is. And his title was Time to Turn Off National Anthem Before Sports Events, in which he contends, if our lawmakers don't sing every day to begin the country's business, spectators of a mere sporting event shouldn't be forced to sit through it either. You know what our president said? It's too bellicose. It's too bellicose. This guy who never served his country, but he's serving it up to the Soviets and to Al-Qaeda. Yes, and to the Iranians and the Chinese. He's a server of the people, the server up of the people. So this jerk, this communist jerk, says if our lawmakers don't sing it every day, it shouldn't. The people shouldn't be forced to sit through it. Who makes you think they're being forced to sit through it? You know what you need to do, Kevin? You need to join the Navy and see the world. And you need to stand before the mast and get 40 lashes. Well, I agree that there is a problem. She agrees there's a problem. Yeah, I have to disagree with his analysis. That's a good girl. Good girl. I, for one, look forward to hearing the national anthem when it's done well. I agree. I don't need the Motown version. I don't need somebody showing us how well they can yodel. That is not the national anthem. The national anthem should be like it's done by American soldiers, straight and to the point. It's a hymn, and you have to respect it. The problem, as I see, resides not in the song itself, but in the endless parade of superstars. Every one of those superstars dies horrible deaths. You ever notice that? They hang themselves in the closets. Did you ever see all these people that we look up to? They all check out. Suicide rate among superstars is very high, and the drug addiction rate is 10 times higher than the normal average, which is 1 out of 5 Americans, by the way, in case you didn't know. The problem, as I see it, resides not in the song itself, but in the superstars. Shrieking vocals, unnecessary runs. Remember the one that was done by the hero of the naive, what was her name? Roseanne Barr, and she grabbed the crotch as she was singing it. Huh? What a waste of God's good graces. Yeah, they make the singing of the anthem all about the singer. That's right, honey. You're right. It's not. It's about the people. It's about the people who make the song. The performers are hardly all alone in the blame, however. They are hired to do something with the song to create buzz about their performance. Singer selections have become a huge PR moment. You mean like halftime when Janet Jackson did a breastfeeding exposition? That's just what you brought your kids to see at the football game. Come on, son. I'm going to show you American football. But you can't stay for the halftime. In the minds of many, it's hardly even the national anthem anymore. Rather, it's the Christine Aguilera solo, the Jessica Simpson solo, or the Cher solo. That's done deliberately. That's a takedown of America, and it's going on as we're talking right now. America is to be destroyed and rebuilt by God-hating communists. Rather, it's the... we said that already. When you hype a thing so much for the person who will be performing it, of course, the thing itself will lose luster. What they ought to do is have a guy in a wheelchair sing it. You know, a guy that left two legs in Iraq because we had to go to Iraq to find out if Saddam had nukes. Did you ever see the picture of Saddam standing next to the World Trade Center? He had a big picture painted. He's smoking a cigar, and they show the World Trade Center on fire, and he's... and the second plane is coming in. Did you ever see that? And he's standing as tall as the World Trade Center, laughing. And you know what? That picture was taken out into the open so it could be hit with a camera. And there was two black GIs on one side and I think a black and a white GI on the other side holding up this big, giant painting. And you know what the caption was I put underneath it? We had to take him out of the picture. Yeah, and they did. They stretched his neck, right? Yeah. And Nancy Pelosi never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. So this is not the point of Blackstone's piece, however. Instead, his complaint is less about the performance of the song and more about his content. And next time we talk, I'll have a whole background on that communist bastard, and I'll show you what's wrong with him mentally. All the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air. A phrase from the national anthem. has absolutely nothing to do with sports and everything to do with war. But we want those who play, coach, and comment on sports to be sensitive at a time like this, when nearly 6,000 U.S. men and women have been killed fighting wars in Iraq. Oh, yeah, we never should have went to Iraq. And you know what? Al-Qaeda never should have come to New York. And you belong on the 80th floor calling your mommy and getting a fast busy signal. I'm confused. Okay, well, we know what where he's coming from. I bet he's not even an American. He sounds British. As for Blackstone's assertion that the banner, as he called it, was based on an old English song about boozing, well, that's just the tune, and that's a good time to sing it when you're drinking. Makes you feel twice as patriotic. How very popular is the Democratic American? Yeah, if you're a Democrat, you're a communist. There's no such thing as Democrat. The last real Democrat was Harry Truman, and he dropped two big ones to save millions. That's right. And the communists will tell you he never should have done it, because if they had it, they never would have done it. But they killed 100 million without the nuke. So I just want to give you that little heads up. And we'll look into Kevin Blackstone. Matter of fact, I'm going to look into it while I play you the next tune. We got 5 minutes left. And I'm going to play another American national anthem. Blackstone, born October the 17th, 1959, this is from Wikipedia, I should call it Wikidpedia, is an American sports journalist and professor. Once you make the communist ranks, you automatically become a professor, as well as frequent panelist for ESPN, which I'm starting to have bad vibes about, Around the Horn, and for Comcast Redskins Post Game Live. And you know what they're trying to do at the Redskins football team. They want to communize it. On radio, he appears to be a frequent guest and co-host, so he's a sports guy. He was born in Washington, D.C. and raised in Hyattsville, Maryland. He is a graduate of Our Lady of Good Counsel High School. Oh, I feel sorry for your trouble. He's robbing the Catholics. Blackstone started his career in journalism at the Boston Globe. Boston Globe, big communist newspaper. They were the ones that led the Catholic pedophile priest scandal. They went to Ireland and saw what was going on there. They came back and they created the destruction of the Catholic Church. The Boston Herald is the paper to read up there. In 1961, after graduating from Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism, let me tell you about Northwestern. A man that I love and respect, who is now in Valhalla, was in the Army during World War II. A good Catholic, a great patriot, and we didn't know how much of a patriot until he died and they brought out his Army pictures. And he was all through World War II. Married a beautiful woman, and they had two sons and a daughter. The two sons went to Northwestern, and they became brainwashed lefties, okay, who still cling to their religion. But they voted for Obama. Now, this is a father. He worked, when he came out of the service, he worked as a postman in the post office. And he saved all his money to give his sons a great education. And when they came back, he couldn't talk to them anymore. He was considered a right winger. And he used to wait to see me at weddings so he could have somebody to talk to. And he loved it. He'd have his cigarette. He'd be smoking his cigarette. And he was so happy to be able to talk to somebody on his wavelength. Isn't that sad? That you save all your hard-earned money to send your kid to go to school to become a communist? And I'm sure he's not the only one that suffers that disease. He joined the Dallas Morning News as a reporter in the city section. He covered Nelson Mandela's U.S. tour in 1990. Nelson Mandela was a communist. Did you know that? They won't tell you that. They tell you, you know, he came up from slavery. But he was a big communist, and he did bad things to his enemies. That's where the Goodrich, B.F. Goodrich necklaces comes from. And his wife, Winnie, is no better. You got to do some research on that. Because I'm quoting Jimmy from Brooklyn, who knows everything, but I don't retain that much. 111, let's see, to accept a buyout offer of the news and forcing his departure from the newspaper, so he put it out of business. Editor Bob Mung, in an article on the buyouts, wrote of Blackstone, his thoughtful and probing journalism stimulated response from readers, and that's why we have no readers anymore, and we're going out of business. Yeah. And he also was a contributing writer to Politico, which is a left-wing organization. He served as a communist for the sports, oh, columnist, oriented fan house. He accepted the position of the Shirley Povich chair. Boy, they got all kinds of insidious groups, don't they? And one of his biggest awards is from the National Association of White-Hating Black Journalists. I'm saying that. I'm making it up. I'm evil. I'm playing Democrat. Okay, we're out of time. I'm going to close with the Star Spangled Banner, the one that was written by the cast of World War II. The boys who listened to this tune boarded ships to cross the English Channel on a D-Day. And now I can't find it. I never can find the Star Spangled Banner when I'm looking for it. Somewhere out there? No, that's not. Here we go. This is it, man. It's the full Star Spangled Banner. I apologize. It was copied off of the 1940s vinyl record. Okay. I apologize. There's 47 scratches in the record. Each scratch represents 8,000 Americans who died so that you and I could sit around and complain about secondhand smoke and vote communist politicians. Kevin Blackstone is just quoting his puppet master, that's Obama bin Laden, who says that the Star Spangled Banner is too bellicose and he'd like to replace it with "I'd like to buy the world some Coke," and that he'd also like to replace the flag. And if you want to know the truth, he wants to replace the country, and he's working on it. Have a nice night, folks. God keep you safe.